As she crossed in back of the wagon, a fallen chest caught her eye. It must have been knocked down in the fight or dropped as it was being loaded. The wood had split, the lid opening to spill the chest contents across the ground. Arya recognized silks and satins and velvets she never wore. She might need warm clothes on the King's Road, though, and besides... Arya knelt in the dirt among the scattered clothes. She found a heavy woolen cloak, a velvet skirt, and a silk tunic, and some small clothes, a dress her mother had embroidered for her, a silver baby bracelet she might sell. Shoving the broken lid out of the way, she groped inside the chest for needle. She had hidden it way down at the bottom, under everything, but her stuff had all been jumbled around when the chest was dropped. For a moment Arya was afraid someone had found the sword and stolen it. Then her fingers felt the hardness of metal under a satin gown. "There she is!" a voice hissed close behind her. Startled, Arya whirled. A stable boy stood behind her, a smirk on his face, his filthy white undertunic peeking out from beneath a soiled jerkin. His boots were covered with manure, and he had a pitchfork in one hand. "Who are you?" she asked. "She don't know me," he said. "But I knows her, oh yes, the wolf girl.